Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Ivy Slater. She's a business coach, speaker, author, podcast host. She serves women business owners, and she also serves corporate sales teams. Ivy, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Christopher. Pleasure to be here with you today.
I always, always, always love it when I meet fellow New Yorkers, because like all things, wherever you go in life, you're like, hey, you're a New Yorker, so am I. What's up?
It's so true. And then there's so many things we can immediately start talking about based on both being from New York. Everything from food, business, entertainment.
Well, let's talk about business. And it's almost like this unspoken rule. It's almost like when veterans are veterans, they have this unspoken rule, whereas you're a New Yorker, there's just something about that. So why do you think I get asked and told a lot that, wow, that's so cool, you're from New York, but it's also the respect. So for you, when you talk to your clients, what are some of the general feelings when someone knows that you're from New York and you have this New York attitude in a good way? So what do you think as New Yorkers that you've learned being in New York, from New York, what do you think some qualities that you have that allow you to be a great business coach or speaker?
I think, you know, some of the things people have said to me previously is, oh, wow, you built a printing company in New York City as a woman, like a seven-figure business? I was like, yeah, absolutely. And I was doing that while I raised my kids. And they're like, I'd like to know more, because if you were able to do that, what, I'd like to tap, okay, I get that. I'd like to tap your brain expression. And I think that's one of the things people come up and they're interested in. That New York is, there's a lot of competition. When people say, yo, there's a lot of coaches and consultants out there, you know, how do you feel about that? And I was like, from New York, I was in printing business. When every, you know, oh, you're a printer. Oh, my father's a printer. My brother-in-law is a printer. Oh, my neighbor's a printer. It's, you can either allow it to scare you away, or you can embrace and then find your individual strengths and what sets you apart and lead from there.
No, that's great. I mean, Ivy, what I most appreciate about New Yorkers, again, there's various stereotypes or generalities, but at the end of the day, we're super blunt and straightforward. You know, you either like me or you don't. And if you don't, goodbye. I wish you well. If you do, let's work together and build a better world, you know? Whereas other people in other places, let's say in LA, this is the funny thing about LA. I love LA, but ultimately when I first moved there 19 years ago, I was like, so we're going to meet next Tuesday. And we're not going to actually meet next Tuesday, because I have to actually reconfirm with you. It was the weirdest thing, whereas in New York, if we say, hey, Ivy, let's meet at 2 o'clock at the Union Square, Barnes & Noble's cafe, cool. There's no re-prompting or reaffirming. And that was shocked me when I first moved out to California. And so I'm curious for you, since you're a business coach, you wrote a book about conquering your fear of money, a woman's guide to business success. I always love the origin story. So before you talk about what is in the book, why did you choose to write the book?
So that was my first of two books that I've written so far. And I'm actually now starting on the third. It's funny you ask this, Christopher, because I swore I would never write a book. And you know, when you put something out there, you know you're going to do it. But many, many years ago, one of my early clients, we would meet in person regularly, and she would scribble all these pages of notes. And she was a senior manager, just had taken over a department. And, you know, it was kind of like the animals were running the zoo, and they didn't want, and she needed to kind of corral and separate them and bring out their strengths. And they didn't want to see her as a young leader. And, you know, we engage, and she's scribbling these pages of notes, and she finally looked up one day at me and she goes, when you write all of this into a book, she goes, that, and I was like, well, I'm not going to write a book. So just give me your notes, because, right? And when I published my first book, I wrote her a note and I sent her a copy, and I was like, the day I said to you I wasn't going to do it, it was the day I committed to the universe that clearly this is going to get done. And I think there's a message there. You know, when we resist things, there's a reason and there's a message there.
Well, let's talk about that, because a lot of people resist it and they don't do it. So in your case, you resist it, but you did it. So let's talk about why you said, I will never, because it's very strong language, Ivy. Why did you say you would never write a book?
Really, it was very, very simple. As a kid, I was not a I was a dancer as a child. I had reading issues. I had a lisp. So I was in speech therapy when I was young. I was pulled out in elementary school and identified with a reading problem, and there were all these tutors. So what does that child do? Is they don't read, they don't speak, right? So obviously I've become a speaker and a writer. What else was there for me to do?
Let's dive deeper than that, because again, I was punished for talking too much in class. I hated that feeling of not having a voice. So now as a speaker, I'm like, wow, I can get paid. So there's because I want our listeners to really understand and really be inspired by your story, Ivy. So again, how did you get past that? For me, I was clear. Like, you know what? I'm an entrepreneur. No one's going to tell me what to do. I'm a New Yorker. Wow. I can get paid to speak. Wow. I can get paid this much and travel the world and impact. I'm doing it. So it's very clear in terms of why for you, but for you, tell us a little more about that, please.
So I had a lot of inhibitions or limitations based on my childhood, or what I saw as limitations early on. And I finally started getting to the point, and I was a dancer, and you know, that was my performance. And I could, you know, soar across the stage, I could leap, I could turn, I could, you know, whatever. And I said, well, if I had the ability to hone that craft as a kid, am I going to allow the things that I believed stopped me early on? When am I going to look them in the face, look them in the eye? Because, and again, Christopher, it's being that New Yorker. Am I really going to let that stop me? And it was, you know, slowly starting to become a stronger businesswoman, slowly starting to sell, starting to gain traction, starting to find my niche market in sales, starting to build that inner confidence and, you know, reach X amount in sales and become a partner and then spearhead leading that company into a $3.5 million merger. And they, you know, when they looked at me and said, can this young lady or quote unquote little girl do that? And I said, yes. Girl? It was the printing world. I'm 5'2", you know. So I was, when you put me in a printing plant and you put me against owners and managers and production people and pressmen, I was a little girl size-wise. And in all honesty, I was a little girl. On the other hand, when I started owning that confidence and saying, yes, I'm doing it, when I was pushed out of the way and I, instead of like raising a tantrum, I just found my way of getting to the front of that room. To getting clear and speaking my mind without yelling and screaming, but I spoke always from a place of clarity and certainty. And it started, you know, you start looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I can do this. Well, if I can do this, why can't I do that? Am I going to allow early limitations to stop me from reaching my goals, my dreams, and my desires in life? And it was truly that, you know, we are being recorded, so I am going to keep my language clean. But as a fellow New Yorker and a former person 20 years in a printing plant, it was like, hell no, with a hell of a lot stronger language behind it.
Yeah. Sometimes the friends that don't know me well, or sometimes I go off when I get sad, I curse a lot. Because again, going back to the New York side, but there's just a lot of beauty in clarity. So Ivy, the last question I have is, since you are in sales, how do you go about helping your clients have a sense of clarity when they are offering their product or service or their business to their potential clients? What kind of clear message do you share with your clients?
I think clarity comes with understanding the results people receive from engaging. And I think that's a huge shift in the sales process and a sales perspective. When people think of sales and they think of it's like, it's an exchange of, you know, I'm going to sell you something kind of thing. And that is a real sleazy feel. But when you think about and you have a true clarity of vision of what you're going to help somebody achieve, and you're going to give them that gift, and in return, they're going to give you something back. And when you have that piece of clarity around it, that it's a gift forward every transaction you make, it's a gift and another gift. And I'm enabling and empowering people to do beautiful things by giving them these gifts. And they want to say thank you in response. It's like, well, that's human nature and that's beautiful. And why is that bad? Why is that sleazy? That's a beautiful way to live.
You know, your dancer performance side just came out, Ivy, because again, it all about is how you view things. And ultimately it is a gift, which is literally why this is called the Gifters Podcast. So Ivy, thank you so much for sharing your gift. How can our guests connect, stay in touch with you, and obviously hire you?
The smartest thing the guests today can do is go to slatersuccess.com. It's the website. There you can find my latest book, From the Bar to the Boardroom, Choreographing Business Success Through Authentic Relationships, as well as a ton of content from my podcast, her success story, videos, and blogs. So the resources are there. It's for you to take the action and receive those results.
Ivy, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.